Hi everyone, my name is Carrie and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. From where I sit, there is a lot to love about the Lord of the Rings trilogy of movies. But there are two related scenes in The Two Towers that get to me every time. It's two scenes where we really get to see inside Sméagol's head and how Gollum has corrupted his mind. The first scene takes place in the middle of the night while Frodo and Sam are sleeping. Gollum is grumbling about how the sneaky little hobbitses stole the ring from him, how they are wicked and tricksy and false, and how they will cheat him and hurt him. Sméagol speaks up, insisting that they are his friends, to which Gollum replies, "You don't have any friends. Nobody likes you." Sméagol's only defense is to cover his ears and say, "Not listening." Gollum doesn't let up, pointing out how Sméagol is a liar and a thief. And a murderer. Sméagol tells Gollum to go away and Gollum just laughs. Sméagol says, "I hate you," but Gollum points out, "Where would you be without me? I saved us. It was me. You survived because of me." Sméagol musters up all of his courage and says, "Not anymore. Master looks after us now. We don't need you. Leave now and never come back." After his Gollum doesn't reply and Sméagol rejoices at his freedom. He then has a period of time where he's happy and free of the voice in his head, and he functions relatively well for a while. However, after Frodo and Sam are captured by Faramir, Faramir threatens to kill Sméagol. Frodo protests and convinces Sméagol to come with him. Sméagol is unaware of how close he came to his death and chooses to trust Frodo, but as a result, he is then also captured and beaten by Faramir's men. As Sméagol curls into a ball crying, Gollum returns to comfort him. I told you he was tricksy. I told you he was master us. Although Sméagol protests at first, Gollum eventually takes over again. I struggle often with severe anxiety, and as a result, I know exactly what it is like to have that voice in my head. It comes regularly, especially in the middle of the night, telling me how my friends don't actually like me, my clients and my boss don't like me, God doesn't actually like me. I try to shut it down and say, I'm not, but the voice doesn't stop there. It points to things that I've done in my past to prove that I'm a bad friend or wife or daughter, or incompetent at my job, or a bad Christian. How could anyone like a person who makes so many mistakes, has so many failures, and sins so often? There's a kernel of truth to what the voice is saying, so it becomes very convincing. And I hate that voice, and I protest. But the voice just laughs, reminding me, where would you be without me? If you weren't worried all the time about making a mistake or about what people think of you, you would make even more mistakes and be even worse off. Sometimes I find my courage, remembering that my master takes care of me, and I can get it to back off for a while. But then something happens where I feel beat up and it comes back to say, see, God doesn't love you. I'm the one that takes care of you. You are in this mess because you decided to try living your life without me. And unbeknownst to me, I may have just been saved from an even worse fate. It does no good to fight back on your own, because that voice is strong. It is the voice of the one that has perfected the art of the lie. As I said before, there is just enough truth to what the voice is saying to make it believable. But we have one thing that Sméagol didn't have. We have a mighty weapon that is stronger than that voice, stronger than those lies. The sword of the spirit, God's word. I love the image of God's word as a weapon, capable of cutting through the lies that we tell ourselves. When the voice tells me I'm a terrible person, the Bible tells me I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, fully loved by God. When the voice parades my failures before my eyes, the Bible tells me that I am forgiven. When the voice tells me that I survive because of my anxiety, the Bible reminds me that God did not give me a spirit of fear, and that He is completely trustworthy, and I can put my future in His hands with peace. When the hard times come and the voice comes to comfort me, and tries to convince me that I'm in that situation because I trusted in God, the Bible tells me that God works all things for the good of those who love Him, and that includes what appears to me to be bad in the moment. For those of you like me that really struggle with anxiety, you know that this is not an easy battle, and it is not a one and done. We need to take up that sword daily and defend against every thought that is brought to our minds. But keep pushing on. Even if there are some days where you give in to the voice, remember that God's mercies are new every morning. And the more you listen to your Heavenly Father's voice rather than the voice of the father of lies, the more you can live the life of freedom and peace that God truly wants for you. Don't give up. You are not alone in this. I know what it's like, and I pray every day for the strength to get through that day. And even though I don't know you, I keep you in my prayers too. Keep taking up that sword, and we'll do this together. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Carrie for your Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, don't feed the gremlins after midnight.